Joe Biden's deputies force transgenderism into workplaces. By Hannah Knudsen on April 30, 2024. President Joe Biden's deputies are forcing transgenderism into workplaces by an updated federal workplace guidelines that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, released. Under the guidance, employers who adhere to biological reality, expecting biological males to use the men's restroom and biological women to use the women's restroom, will be committing workplace harassment if they refuse to allow employees to choose restrooms based on their gender identity rather than biological sex. Further, employers will be committing workplace harassment if they repeatedly misgender employees, according to reports. According to a press release from the EEOC, these laws protect covered employees from harassment based on race, color, religion, sex, including pregnancy, childbirth or related medical conditions, sexual orientation, and gender identity, national origin, disability, age, 40 or older, or genetic information, emphasis added. The guidance reads, sex-based discrimination under Title VII includes employment discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Accordingly, sex-based harassment includes harassment based on sexual orientation or gender identity, including how that identity is expressed. Harassing conduct based on sexual orientation or gender identity includes epithets regarding sexual orientation or gender identity, physical assault due to sexual orientation or gender identity, outing, disclosure of an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity without permission, harassing conduct because an individual does not present in a manner that would stereotypically be associated with that person's sex, repeated and intentional use of a name or pronoun inconsistent with the individual's known gender identity, misgendering, or the denial of access to a bathroom or other sex-segregated facility consistent with the individual's gender identity, emphasis added. The updated guidance from the EEOC, released Monday, is the first update in more than two decades. Related, Trump, I will order investigation on transgender hormone treatment and increased depression, violence. EEOC Chair Charlotte A. Burroughs considers the updated guidance a comprehensive resource that brings together best practices for preventing and remedying harassment and clarifies recent developments in the law. It remains unclear how this federal agency views itself as truly addressing workplace harassment and protecting women while literally inviting biological men into women's spaces. This update coincides with the Biden administration attempting to force transgenderism via its update of Title IX. Two states, Florida and Texas, have made it abundantly clear that they will not comply with the Biden administration's changes. Related, Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for transgender ideology.